The longing on Julian's face stung her heart. Grace knew it was the face of his own daughter he saw when he looked at Katie.
"You're very welcome, little one,"
he said hoarsely, pulling away from her. "Katie? Tommy? Bobby?" But then what? He only had one skill he could use in this modern world, and he wasn't the kind of man who could live off a woman's charity and like it. Not after. He ground his teeth as the memory burned him. At 14, he'd traded his virginity for a bowl of cold porridge and a cup of soured milk. Even now, after all this time, he could feel the woman's hands on his body, removing his clothes, grabbing feverishly at his skin as she showed him how to pleasure her.
"Ooh," she'd cooed, "you are a pretty one, aren't you? If you ever need more porridge, you just come back and see me any time my husband's not home."